One Voice Recording presents Sherlock Holmes, His Last Bow by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, with all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder. It was 9 o'clock at night upon the second day of August. The most terrible August in the history of the world. One might have thought already that God's curse hung heavy over a degenerate world, for there was an awesome hush and a feeling of vague expectancy in the sultry and stagnant air. The sun had long set, but one blood-red gash, like an open wound, lay low in the distant west. Above, the stars were shining brightly, and below, the lights of the shipping glimmered in the bay. The two famous Germans stood beside the stone parapet of the garden walk, with the long, low, heavily gabled house behind them, and they looked down upon the broad sweep of the beach, at the foot of the great chalk cliff on which Van Bork, like some wandering eagle, had perched himself 4 years before. They stood with their heads close together, talking in low, confidential tones. From below, the two glowing ends of their cigars might have been the smoldering eyes of some malignant fiend looking down in the darkness. A remarkable man, this Van Bork, a man who could hardly be matched among all the devoted agents of the Kaiser. It was his talents which first recommended him for the English mission, the most important mission of all. But since he had taken it over, those talents had become more and more manifest to the half a dozen people in the world who were really in touch with the truth. One of these was his present companion, Baron von Herling, the chief secretary of the legation, whose huge 100-horsepower Benz car was blocking the country lane as it waited to waft its...